Before the show starts, make sure you visit the Breakfast Store for all the sweet Breakfast merch, like the super comfy Breakfast t-shirts and the very dapper Breakfast coffee mugs. Go there now, breakfaststore.com.
People of Earth, if you can hear my voice, you have arrived at another episode of Breakfast with Brent Pope. I'm your host, Brent Pope. My guest today is Vincent Rodriguez III. You know him from his iconic role as heartthrob Josh Chan on one of my all-time favorite shows, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and he currently stars as Henry on With Love, where he plays my son. And we will talk all about that. I have to say, Vincent does it all. Actor, dancer, singer, martial artist, magician. And you can see him on the Disney Channel on The Ghost of Molly Magee Season 2, where he plays a gay ghost. What? As of yesterday, we found out he is the voice of the badass Raiden in the new Mortal Kombat video game. So let's bring the thunder and lightning. Lightning and the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
Over here. I don't know. How do you tie those?
The point is, this guy's a true multi-hyphenate. And that's not all. We had breakfast at Farm Table in Van Nuys. So let's go. We have Vincent Rodriguez III today on Breakfast.
Pick it up.
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope.
Breakfast.
This young lady just smashed the lids on all these cakes in the bakery section.
I could go on a Hallmark card.
My guest today.
Oh, I'm going to need to hear all about that.
I didn't need any extra sausage.
He adds character to my crew.
Is a goat pit a real thing?
Breakfast.
What?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope.
Great place to hang out and good food, too. I'm always playing blue collar guys.
Breakfast.
Somebody screwed through the pipe.
I wouldn't jump up and down until we stabilized the hydraulics.
I love a crawler. Yeah. All my uncles got the gout. Jalapeno / cheddar waffles.
Who doesn't love that? It's breakfast time.
Breakfast.
The only show where bacon, pancakes, Hollywood. I'm your host, Brent Pope.
Vincent Rodriguez III, welcome to the tiny studio, L.A. in NoHo.
Thank you, good sir. Or should I say, TV dad.
Son, I hope you picked up your room before you came in for this interview.
I totally made my bed, Dad. Thanks
okay,
for checking.
Good, good. I'm going to try to bounce a quarter on it. If I can't...
No, don't bounce the quarter.
No PlayStation.
My belly is still full from breakfast. That was delicious.
Yeah, look, we're going to talk about that. Let's let it digest for a little
bit. Oh, yeah, just a little bit. Just settle in.
Great to see you. You know, I don't think we've seen each other in person since we shot With Love Season 2.
Yeah, which was 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
9 months ago.
You know, we have sometimes at our house gets messy. We have 3 cats, 2 dogs. We have a cleaning lady that comes over every once in a while. And it's always so dirty. She's like, ay, Dios mío. And I'm like, oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway, she, our normal cleaning lady came over. She had surgery. So she just said, I'm just here to supervise today. So I was like, oh, I said, why don't you watch my new show? And so she's watching With Love, and her protege that she brought hears the show and pops out and goes, I watched that show. Yo veo. I was like, oh, wow.
Awesome.
It's cool. So it's always good to find out, like, oh, okay, there's a lot of people to watch. I know, obviously, there's a lot of people to watch the show. But,
oh yeah,
you know, it's just like for somebody that you don't know to be like, hey, I watched that. I love that show.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great surprise. I mean, in some ways, like you have those encounters and you expect it. Like sometimes I'm sure you get grocery store recognition or like mm-hmm. out in the world. But I had a similar run-in. I was at World Gym in Palm Springs working out. And I was with a friend and we were working out and, you know, in our tight tank tops and our very short shorts, which is the typical wardrobe for that gym. And it's also 100 degrees outside. Yeah. So you kind of want to wear as little as possible. These three very muscular, beautiful men who were gay were like, are you Vincent? And I was like, yeah. They're like, we love with love. And it was, you know, I get recognized for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but
yeah.
I love that it was with love. And they were genuinely pleased. The vibe I got was that we want more, like,
yeah.
But hope it gets renewed. So that was neat. That was fun.
Well, that's what she said too. She said, I have to see what happens next. I was like, well, tell all your friends to watch.
Tell your friends, tell your family, post it on the social meds. I mean, that's the day and age we're living in now, mm-hmm. man. Like we gotta, if you are, you know, a TV watcher, you love your streaming shows, to throw some love on social media, because that's kind of like a very strong metric being used in,
right.
in when, you know, networks and streaming services determine whether or not they want to renew their shows. So like, yeah, post about it.
Well, you know, that's the compliments you get. Oh, Vinny, you look so hot in this show. That's you, right, Vincent? And then for me, the other cleaning lady was like, wow, the camera really adds pounds. I was like, thank you. Thank you.
It does?
And I was like, yeah, it totally does. 40, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
And she didn't mean it, like, in a mean way, but I'm just like, Charlie Brown, head hang.
head hang. So, oh, I see. So I look bigger on screen than I do in front of you now.
And then she was like, oh, it's probably the cowboy hat. And I was like, yeah, it's the cowboy hat.
I hear the camera and cowboy hats add 10 pounds.
That's right.
It didn't help. Like, you know, well, you were telling me earlier, like you've actually have lost weight recently.
Yeah.
So like, and I noticed it right away. I'm on day 19 of a 21 day. And before you even finished your sentence, I thought that's the magic sauce, man. 21 days. If you guys want to like transform your body, they say like 2 weeks is a little too short. 1 month can be a little too long, but if you can stick to a program for 21 days, that's the magic number for like your body resetting itself.
Yeah.
And learning, you know? So like, yeah, you actually did a great job.
Oh, Bubba. Thank you. Well, look, obviously you are very fit as always.
Oh, well, you know, that's a choice. That's,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
I cultivate that choice. I used to be 30 pounds heavier.
That's unbelievable to me. So that was during Crazy Ex-Girlfriend time.
Yeah, the first.
Because you look incredibly fit on that show to me, but maybe it's just.
Well, the first, which season was Fit Hot Guys? I think that was season 3. Yeah, but for the first 2.5 seasons, I was a lot beefier, chunkier, and rightfully so. I mean, I ate a certain way.
Yeah.
I drank alcohol. I didn't hydrate myself as much. I didn't have pop. Like, I'm not a big soda, like Coca-Cola drinker, but I would, you know, I'd have like sweet drinks every once in a while, like sugary drinks. I loved my sugary coffees and boba tea. And Josh Chan, the character, drinks and eats boba tea. Yes, he does. But boba tea and sushi burritos. So I actually got a note from Aline and Rachel, our showrunner and the star of the show, like not to go crazy at the gym. And I asked them, what do you mean by that? Because I asked them, can I work out? And they were just like, they were just very adamant about, as long as you don't go crazy. And when I asked them specifically what that meant, they said, we don't want you to not look like the character who is a guy who eats sushi burritos and drinks boba tea. So like you can't get really skinny or super cut because you won't look like Josh. And so when it got to season 3 and Aline said, hey, your character is going to be a go-go boy. So are you comfortable being in a black Speedo? And I said, yes. And also, is this a joke? Did you know that I was a go-go boy? She went, what? And I went, oh, I thought I told you that I've been a go-go boy. And that's what gave you the idea for Josh to become a go-go boy. And she went, Vinny, I had no idea you were a go-go boy. And I was like, oh, well, I was. So, and now I am going to do it on camera. And then I said, how long do I have? And she said, 2 weeks. 2 weeks became 5 weeks. Mm. And somewhere in there, my stunt and action coach, Mike Chat, or as many will know him as Mike Chatteroundabout, who was one of the Blue Rangers and Power Rangers and actually runs 87 North, which is 8711's stunt action training school in Hollywood. But Mike Chat, I was training with him at XMA back when it was here in North Hollywood, because it's not there anymore. But I was training with him and he text introduced me to Eric the Trainer, who was the guy who, you know, when I met him, it was when that was right when Aline told me you're going to be on a box in a Speedo. And I just didn't know it at the time, but meeting Eric the Trainer would change my life. I lost 30 pounds in 5 weeks. And so when you see Fit Hot Guys Problems 2 on Song and Dance we did, that was 5 weeks of work. Wow. I mean, I cut alcohol out, changed how I ate. And I drank way more water than I ever have in my life. Never slept so good. And I had a meal curfew of like 6 o'clock, sometimes 5 o'clock, just to keep my belly empty for all those hours. But yeah, it was wild. It's just like how it all kind of worked out. And then I just stuck to it after that.
Would you say in terms of boy bands that you went from 98 degrees to...
yes.
To... In sync, I don't know. Tressa went to school with the 98 degrees guys, so I feel like
I'm messing with them a little bit. And as you may or may not know, I am partial to In Sync. They have a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
That was my hip hop dance training growing up because I didn't always have, like in San Francisco, I'm from Daly City, but I didn't really take dance classes outside of Daly City until, I don't know, late into high school. So like the programs I was training at weren't really as competitive or training me for what I wanted, like the industry, you know? I remember being in college even, the dancing training program I had was great. It's just, it didn't have what I was seeing on TV or seeing in the Tony Award performances. So I spent a lot of my free time, unlike most college people who like maybe smoking, doing drugs or whatever. I was watching the Fosse DVD like over and over again, learning the choreography. I was watching the Pop Odyssey tour, you know, NSYNC's tour and learning choreography to Bye Bye Bye, It's Gonna Be Me, and No Strings Attached, Dirt Pop. Like I was just learning whatever was the iconic dance. Because I kind of, in my head, I was like, well, if like Michael Jackson's dances are reminiscent of Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire, you know, and Bob Fosse, then I'm going to study all the great dancer, choreographer, artists who created movement that changed the world or that is iconic. And so that way I'll know what everyone else's derivative is coming from.
Right.
You know, and then that worked out because that was my first musical number on Crazy X. It was Boy Band of Four Joshes. And so I was like, you need me to play four versions of myself? Oh, that's like when I was on Xanadu tour and I understudied five people and I had to learn five different dance tracks and acting tracks and vocal tracks. But this was all just me in different outfits.
Yeah.
So that was 5 hours on a Saturday. Boy Band of Four Joshes. Yeah, it's the first music video I filmed for Crazy X. The first week I started.
You know, I am a huge fan of that show. I've watched all the way through Crazy Ex-Girlfriend three times.
No way.
And it's, I just love the show.
All four seasons?
Yeah, all four seasons. Three
that
times.
That is impressive.
Yeah, it's just like one of those shows like, okay, you know what? There's nothing on. I could start this new show. Let's just watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend again.
Oh my and God, Brad, I didn't know that. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Well, I love the show. It's so funny. It's so brutally honest.
Oh, man.
And I love musicals, too. So it's like all three of these things that come in a delightful amalgam of something that I really love, you know? So,
I mean, when you find shows like that, and I think that's what was really iconic about Crazy X, because I'm still gaining followers who just discovered Crazy X.
Yeah.
And we finished in 2019.
Yeah.
You know, and there's still people discovering it now and in love with it, and people telling, oh, my friend told me about the show and I just finally started watching it and I'm only partway through season one, but wow, like it's so good and you're so good in it, or like the show is iconic, or I just finished the show and holy crap, like I got to watch it again. I got to tell my friends and it means so much to me, like to see. Sometimes it's like fellow Filipinos, or sometimes it's not even about that. It's just about the fact the show addresses mental health and has, I mean, a lot of our fans know this, but there's a lot of healing in our show.
Yeah.
Because you get to watch this anti-hero, Rebecca Bunch, do these things that you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But so many of us have come from that place and done things we shouldn't have or that we regretted.
Right.
And that's what Rebecca Bunch represents. And then as her POV in terms of how she processes the world in terms of musical numbers kind of infects the rest of the characters on the show. And then that's, as people who have seen it know, the numbers, we start having our own musical numbers.
Yeah.
And as you get to like, I don't know if it's seasons three or four, but the numbers at some point don't include Rebecca. So instead of Boy Band of Four Joshes was how she saw me.
Right.
That wasn't my fantasy. Mm-hmm. It was her fantasy.
Right.
But when you see me do thought bubbles, that's Josh dealing with anxiety and all these thoughts in his head. And so it's really cool how like even from a musical standpoint, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend kind of gave, I don't know, I think it just gave... It opened up the door to our mental health, how we see ourselves, how we see one another, how we process things. Because there was a lot of pain and like cringe in Crazy X, but there was also so much joy and so much adorable enthusiasm. But we always go back to cringe.
Yeah.
It's, even in choreographically, Catherine Burns, who won two Emmys for our show of the four we had, she and I had a shorthand. I mean, she did it with anyone else, but I held on to it. And it was like whenever we were creating a number or rehearsing something, figuring it out, what have you, if I did something and Kat would watch it, if she, her response was, ew, gross. That's in the show.
Nice.
But it was ew, gross. Like, ew, gross was the comment and the segue to, yep, that's it.
Wow.
That's how that's the sauce. or, you know, that's the one, that's the move. And so many of those moments are exist on Crazy X. And so I fondly think of that whenever I see something really funny choreographically and I go, ew, gross. That's brilliant.
Well, hey, that's a good of an endorsement as you're going to get. It's gross, guys. You should watch it. No.
It's so gross.
I always say this. Some of my friends are like, I don't like musicals. And I was like, yeah, but you haven't seen this musical.
This is different.
Yeah, it's different. So I have converted my friends that don't like musicals, love this show. So that's the best thing I can say about this show.
I mean, the song titles alone. I mean, what are ones that I can say that won't offend anyone? That's
does
tough.
Period sex, does that offend people?
Okay, so I guess we just went there. Great. So if you're going to say period sex, yeah. Okay. I will one-up you and I will say, I gave you a UTI.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And then you can one-up me by saying...
I don't know what's worse than that one. You might remember.
Well, instead of one-upping, we'll just go to like, I'm a good person. Settle for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fit hot guys have problems too. Let's generalize about men.
Oh, let's generalize about men is so great.
Yeah. And one of my personal favorites, you stupid, stupid bitch. And she sings it to herself.
Yeah.
I'm just like. And that song, even though Rebecca Bunch is singing to herself at one of her lowest moments, that song, I think, is one of the most relatable in the show.
Yeah.
It's that self-loathing, that shame that we've all felt because we did something that we knew we shouldn't have done.
Right.
And we just have to pick up the pieces. And in that song, they cut to the fantasy of her in a dress in a nightclub. But when they cut to like what's happening to her in real life, she's literally sitting on the floor, spoiler alert, with shards of glass on the floor, cleaning it up. And my character, Josh, was there to help her clean it up because he has gloves, for every occasion. But she finds out that, he finds out that she was lying to him and he gets weirded out and leaves, like deserts her, abandons her, you know, because like, that's weird, Rebecca, like, what did you do? And she just a bundle of lies, you know, to Josh at that point anyway. Yeah. But I love the relatability and honestly, it's fun to engage with the fans of Crazy X because they get it.
Yeah.
And they understand the jokes and the why. And I mean, Brent, you're not the only person I've heard who's watched the show four times.
Yeah.
That's four seasons. Yeah. So it's like 12 episodes, 18 episodes each season because it's re-listenable. Can be found on iTunes, Spotify, and all major streaming services.
There you go.
And YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we are on Netflix in case anyone wants to know. Unless you're in another country.
Right.
I've been getting a lot of those messages too. They've taken Crazy X out of the Philippines.
Excuse me, Vincent. Oh, I cannot find the Crazy Ex girlfriend on the.
Chisco.
I mean Cebu.
No. Ay, next naman.
Vincent. I made some pancit that I was going to watch your show, but with the pancit, I cannot watch it.
But with the pancit, I cannot watch it. With the pancit.
The doctor says because of my gout, I should not eat the pancit. But,
because I have gout, huh?
Sabanya gout.
Sabanya gout. I will never get tired of doing Filipino mimicry. That's how I met. That's the first thing I did when I met Eugene Cordero.
Hmm.
Who's crushing it. I mean, he's all over. He was in the Easter Sunday movie.
Yeah.
I watched him and listened to him on Central Park and in
Everything. Star Trek. Kong, I mean, Skull Island.
Like Lower Decks. Hawks. Yes.
Yeah,
Skull Island. I mean, but Eugene played Josh Chan's manager for two or three seasons. And the first thing we did when we met was that.
Now that's funny.
And Rachel was there.
That's funny.
She was just like watching this back and forth, like, what is happening? And then there's a photo of us that she has. Like, we're both in Hawaiian shirts sitting in our chairs. And that's like one of the first photos I ever took with Eugene. And I love those moments because it's like when you see your colleagues who are fellow Filipinos rising up, like, it was a rare thing. Now it's not as rare. You know, and like Joyride's out now, and like I'm either seeing the screening of that today, or I'm gonna go buy a ticket. I'd rather buy a ticket.
Well, last episode, right before this, we had Debbie Fan, who's in Joyride. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! See, like I can't. Movies like Joyride, like I could tell from the trailer. Actually, I auditioned for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is effed up.
Yeah.
In the best way.
Yeah, it's
like
great.
I really like when you. As actors, you know, I think you'll know what I mean. When you read a script and you feel it, you see it, you feel it, you the characters, you feel the emotion, you feel the humor, your imagination just goes off. Like, that's exactly what I felt when I read the Joyride script. And it wasn't called Joyride. I won't say what it was called, but it was just like monumental. And now it's like, okay, now it's out and now I get to go buy a ticket to see it. And my buddy Desmond Chum is in it.
Yes, Des from With Love.
From With Love.
He's so great too.
He's wonderful. Yeah. I love that guy. Man, he's talented.
When does he get to use his delightful Australian accent? Australian accent is one of the most pleasant, one of the most pleasant voices, and he's always playing like American.
He's lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, and his accent is lovely. I mean, I love that guy. Yeah, like, we just got to write a Ted Lasso with Desmond Chum. I mean, that's what I do. You're like, if you said, Vinny, what show would you make right now? Like, you'd film it, like, next week. I'd be like, a Ted Lasso series, but my buddy Desmond Chum and I are playing those kinds of characters.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's something also about compassion and kindness that I think is way more important now than more than ever. That's what the pandemic taught me. And I said this in one of my many With Love posts the last month,
because
we were pushing the show.
Uh-huh.
Like, watch With Love, you guys. It's streaming on Prime Video. Get Prime Video and watch With Love. That was my plug, and also like what I sounded like on social media for 30 days. But you know, it's our show really does provide a lot of, like, the people who do watch it respond, have a very visceral response to it.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of people out there who don't know about the show, and I get that. There's so much content. I totally get it. It's just, as a dude who was on the show and I got to vibe with Desmond Chum and like the amazing Gloria Calderon Kellett, who led us and created this really lovely environment.
Yeah.
Like when I met, you know, you and
Amora Owens.
Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm with Filipinos and we're on a set. We're telling a story, and it's a story about love and family and acceptance. It's just like, this is... Yeah, I love this right now, especially right now.
Well, and now that you know that I'm such a huge fan of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, you probably think, like, so when I found out I was cast, I was like, you were playing my son. I was like, oh, shit. all right. Let me just, like, not be weird when I meet, you know, Vincent at first, and then hopefully it'll be fine. And it was fine. You know, very welcoming set. But also, just the chance, this is the first time I have played a character that was named as a Filipino.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, every character I play is Filipino because I'm playing them, I guess. Well, it depends.
But on the script.
In the script, that's a different thing.
It's very different.
It's also the first, I'm sure there's another maybe instance of it, but this is the first time I've ever seen where there's a whole Filipino family, like the nuclear family, where all of us are played by Filipino actors.
Yes.
You know? So
yeah. It's an important aspect for representation. You know, and the characters were written that way, you know, or they get modified, and which is great. But it's also, here's the thing, like Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, Joyride, Chinese-centric stories. We're now at the point where we can actually highlight the different demographics that exist in the Asian culture,
right?
Southeast, South Asian, East Asian. You can see like a movie featuring Japanese actors played by Japanese characters, Japanese story featuring Japanese actors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like Crazy Rich Asians is a great example because it was a Chinese-centric movie. And I think almost every actor was Chinese. Nico Santos is Filipino, but he played like a cousin. And I pay attention to that kind of stuff. And I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
Like that we actually have the talent. We have, you know, because not everyone was pursuing acting.
Yeah.
You know, we were all becoming nurses and doctors and lawyers and whatever our parents and caregivers were kind of shoveling to us or pushing on us, you know, which was out of love. You like, I was surrounded by love as a kid. It's just, we talked about this earlier, for anyone in the AAPI community who is a performer, most of us have gone through the challenge of facing our parents, our guardians, our elders when it came to like, how do we even say it? Just, you want to be an actor and every other sign from your family is like, no, like, don't do this. Like, that's not going to help your life. Like, you'll be poor, blah, blah, blah. And 9 times out of 10, they don't actually know better. Like my dad or my mom, when they were concerned, mostly my dad, may he rest in peace. Love you, Dad. Yeah. He's with me every day. But like, you know, when back then he was concerned, he was worried about me on his deathbed. He was like, I don't want to worry about you. And what I took away from that, like the meaning I gave that was, oh, you weren't trying to keep me from the thing I love. you were trying to protect me because I was going to do something that you knew nothing about.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where I was in the business, but he wasn't really curious to learn about the thing that I'm now actually a part of. Mm-hmm. And so after that, I was just like, all right, well, that's just on him. And that just means we have to keep opening up our minds. And that's why representation really matters, because he didn't see it modeled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't seeing successful Filipino artists, and we are them, you know, and we, and that's it's like the deeper meaning behind every self-tape, every voiceover audition you and I get. It's not just a job or a paycheck or a roof over our head. It's like, and I can say this reference and I know you'll get it. History has its eyes on you.
Yes.
There was a time where that's all I did was quote Hamilton.
Yeah.
And then in high school, when I was really into musical theater, I was quoting Rent all the time because that's all I was listening to. And like Hamilton's my like Rent of the last.
That's funny.
You know.
My wife, years. Tressa, is a self-proclaimed Rent head. She's seen Rent so many times.
Oh, yeah. She was, well, again, like kind of like Crazy Ex, there's something about it. It's deeper. Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Shows that make you feel like you're not alone.
Yeah.
And like Joyride, the idea that how many youth, young Asian performers or just people, even like all Asians of all ages, seeing their demographic, their culture, their families in a movie like Joyride that is reminiscent of like Bridesmaids and like Hangover, movies we thought were hilarious and that we loved, but we're just showing the Asian experience and we're just being honest about it.
Yeah.
And when I remember when I read that script, I went, this is so good. Damn it. Okay. Be cool. You're an audition. Don't like it. You want it. So don't like push. Or, sometimes that gets in the way of your work.
Sure.
And I was auditioning to play a shirtless basketball player.
Mm.
I assume that's who Desmond or Chris Pang is playing. Because they're gorgeous and they're like super nice aside from their being ridiculously attractive.
I audition a lot for basketball players and I'm always like, shirt on or shirt? They're like, on. Can we add another?
Yeah, we could just like the shirt and skins. Like I was doing my research. And,
No, me, it's always not skins. Like, do we have like a tracksuit we could put also to cover up his full arms? How about a luchador mask?
We have a hockey mask for you. I thought this was a basketball game.
Thank you.
It says your name on it.
Do we have that MTV astronaut thing we can just put?
Yeah, we're not. And sign this release because we don't want to be in charge of you injuring yourself playing basketball.
Thank you.
Wearing a helmet.
He's probably going to injure himself like walking.
Oh, God. It's like Asians can't handle wearing their astronaut masks while playing basketball. Oh, well.
So, yes, everyone watch With Love. There's two seasons. They're both great.
Watches, too. Like, five episodes first season. Season two is 6 episodes. People are telling us, like, it's an easy watch. Like, you know what I mean?
Can I tell you this? When I auditioned, I watched the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did my audition. Mm-hmm. Then when I finished my audition, I went back and I finished the season. Like, I just pretty much watched through the night and watched it. Because I was like, oh, this is really good. And I was like... And a rom-com, I do like rom-coms. Like When Harry Met Sally is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, Glorious, but, too, the one who created the show. She loves that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Quote that movie, like, constantly. But
what she's having.
Oh, my gosh. Tressa was so mad at me. We went to New York, and I was like, we're at Katz's Dale. I was like, Tressa, you got to do the thing, the face, the picture. She's like, I do not want to do it. I was like, oh, please.
Your camera's out. You're like, rolling already.
Please. She's like, dear God. But she did it. Anyway, and there's not that many TV shows that I consider to be a rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
There are comedies that have romantic elements. This is a true, I think, rom-com. It's the most inclusive rom-com, whether you're talking about age, sexual orientation,
diversity. That, like, well, I mean, Gloria Calderon-Kellett, she's Latino. Mm-hmm. But, like, she took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Like, Latino, Afro-Cuban, Latinx, and then the generationality of it all. It is unique in that way. And I feel like a broken record when I'm telling people about it because I think people don't realize it is unique. That's not common. Like, this is a feel-good romantic comedy that represents a multitude of ethnic demographics and generations, and we are focused on the love relationships of those different age demographics. And they all have sex. Mm-hmm. They all are dealing with relationship problems, family challenges, but they also have so much joy and so much support from their both their family and their chosen family. Yeah. And also the queer representation, like what bisexual, gay, trans, non-binary, even if you look at like the guest stars, like throughout season two, we bumped it up a notch season two. So it's like, I'm with you, Brent. Like doesn't it feel good to be a part of a show?
Absolutely. I love it. Right? I love it. It's great because this isn't always the case where you watch show and you're like, yeah, I rep this show hard. You know what I mean? You're like, I was on that show. I mean, it's not really for me. You know, sometimes you're like that. This is not like that. I cannot recommend this show more highly. I love it. I love being a part of it. I thought the cast and the crew and everyone involved is just Gloria, obviously. I mean,
Gloria. We call her, so her initials are G for Gloria, C Calderon, K Kellett. So we call her GCK. But one day I think Isis King, who plays Sol, Isis King from America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
That Isis King. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love her. She was like, she thought I said, did you say Juicy K?
Oh my God.
I'm like, no, I said GCK. But now that's Gloria's like dance crew name, Juicy K.
Yeah.
Juicy K, Gloria, Calderon Kellett.
Everybody put your hands together. Juicy K.
I see it now. We love you, Gloria.
Yes.
Listening. Number I just saw her the other night at the—
Did you?
Yeah, the Horror of Dolores.
I started watching it. Her new show. It's so good.
Justina?
Yeah.
I was at an event and it just came out. So like more Gloria Calderon Kellett shows. And that's also on Prime Video.
Right.
So like—
Does everybody watch that? The Horse of Dolores Roach? Watch With Love so we can get a season three. Because, you know, as we've heard from people, we need to find out what happens in season three.
We got
to
find out. And everyone's like— Ever since, you know, we started posting about it, people are like, I love it. And we're like, now tell more people.
Yes, yes.
Because we want to do it too. We would love to film a season three of With Love. I want to see the Cruz family back. Mm-hmm. I want to see what other prank they can pull on the rest of the Diaz family, though. I want them to pull a bigger prank. That's what I want.
So I am in real life, and because I felt like this part was like written for me, because I'm a pretty big like prankster.
So
I'm talking to Gloria, and she goes, "Oh, you really like to pull pranks. You should pull one on Benito and Constance." And I was like, "No, I'm." I don't really know. I'm not. The thing is, I don't know them. I'm not going to pull a prank on them and have them be like, okay, we don't want this guy ever back on this show. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because as on the show, pranks are an act to me, if they're done the right way, a thing of love. I'm never going to prank anybody that I don't know and I don't admire or want to have fun with. I'm not going to do it out of meanness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just not a thing. But if we get season three, all bets are off, Vincent.
Oh, snap. I'm going to be like, okay, Brent, just send me a text. I'll let you know what days I'm called in. Let me know how you can help. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Sorry.
And I get collaborators? Now.
Oh, dear. We're still talking about pranks.
Yes.
Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Watch out. Well, you have to write a little list of pitches to Gloria, because like if a season three does happen.
I do want Gloria's approval before.
Gloria, is this funny? Is this a good prank? Do you want to be a part of it?
News from the set of season three of With Love, where actor Brent Pope has been fired for playing a tasteless prank.
It's like, cut to Benito Martinez and Constance Marie for talking about their reaction. And they're just like crying.
Yeah.
They're like, destitute. We didn't know that could happen.
Then me reading a statement. I realized the negative implications of my actions.
Say, Brent Pope, former actor. We love season three. Please watch on Prime Video.
Please watch and watch Brent on the new show, Canceled.
Starring Brent Pope.
Brent Pope.
We love you, Brent.
Aw,
season three,
you.
With love. Go.
Let's do it.
Start that one.
Oh, man. Hey, before we go on much further, we did have a delightful breakfast at Farm Table in Van Nuys.
That was lovely. Jeanette was sweet. And, like our server. And that was like when I walked in, Brent, I was like, wait a minute. This is here?
It's in the middle of Van Nuys, right by the courthouse.
It's lovely. It took me somewhere else.
The decor is great.
Yeah, it's a totally different vibe. Mm-hmm. And that's nice for when you want some options.
Yep.
Like I felt like I was in a fancier place, but I didn't have to drive too far from, you know, because I live in the valley too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you need those options.
Yeah.
Wasn't too packed, though. I mean, that might change now.
It might change, yeah.
But you got, y'all should go because they're still changing. They're still adding things to the menu.
Omar, the new owner, is a guy that I've known for a while. He's friends with my friends. He owns like a couple of the Tres Hermanos down the street, which are also great Mexican restaurants.
Nice.
I guess my go-to there is the chicken skillet because I'm trying to eat a little healthier. So it's got like the chicken breast.
Oh, yeah.
It's got like the peppers and the
veggies,
little potatoes, but that's okay.
I saw you had eggs in there.
Yeah.
I've been doing a thing because I've been using like these certain meals at home and they're from a different meal prep service that includes starches.
Yeah.
And I started to eat starches for a while and I was like, how come my waist is not? And I'm like, I don't usually eat rice and potatoes every other meal per day. But like just taking them out has been a challenge because I was staring at your because I ordered first and then you ordered the chicken skillet. I'm like, that sounds really good. And then she bought the portions over and I went,
it was big. It's two meals. Yeah.
That was, I mean, I have the other half of my meal in the car.
Yeah,
still.
Oh my gosh.
So you get your money's worth. But yeah, that was rad. That place was, it was so nice. It wasn't too packed either.
And you got the veggie omelet, right?
So I got the veggie omelet, which was huge, but then I had the mad chicken. And they add a side of potatoes. And when it comes to breakfast, like I'm kind of a stickler. Like when I look at the potatoes, they gotta be browned.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is that too much to ask? When she brought our plates and I was like, this is legit.
Yeah.
You pass. These are seasoned potatoes. They're brown. They're you know, because I didn't eat much of them. I had maybe five bites of potato. I was doing my best.
Me too. Only five bites.
We were fueling up for the day.
That's true. I did get it without the Gruyere cheese, which is cheese is very good.
It's so, well, I was looking at this menu when you sent it to me yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing I thought was, Gruyere cheese. Pass. It's okay. Be strong. And we were strong together.
Yes. Today. Yes.
But yeah, farm table. I'll be back. I want to try some other things on the menu when I'm not, I'm trying to lean myself back down just a little bit, just like what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing what I can.
Dude, it's hard, man.
Yeah.
Especially for artists, because this is taking up a lot of energy.
Right.
And we forget that. Like on sets, I used to wonder why Crafty always had sugar and sweet things. And it's because you have to kind of be creative the whole day and changes. And that spikes up your heart rate and you have to be a problem solver. And it takes energy, man, to be creative. Yeah. So it's like, true. Have your gushers, have your fruit roll-ups, have your chocolate croissant if you need to go write a script or do artsy things. Probably not before you have to sing.
Yeah.
But otherwise, fuel up appropriately.
One more thing I want to talk about because it is just the thought in my head. I've never talked about this before. You talked about the browning of the potatoes.
Yes.
Very important. Now, LA, we're in Los Angeles.
Yes.
It is very hard at a lot of places to get actual toast. They put it in the oven. They don't have a toaster. What is that about? Toasters are $10. Buy a toaster. Actually, not that I eat a lot of toast, but if I do, I want it to be crispy toast.
Just a little bit. Just a little brown.
Yes.
A little crisp, little texture.
One of the weird things about LA, hard to get good toast. And I'm just going
to
say that.
It's hard to get good toast and hard to find a good bagel unless you're in New York.
It's true. But hey, farm table, everybody go there.
Yeah, winter, chicken dinner.
Let's talk for a minute about Mortal Kombat. Mm. You're playing Raiden. First of all, first video game you've done?
I did a video game trailer for Dune.
Oh, yes. I forgot. That was last year. Yeah. I saw it. That was awesome.
It was, that was nuts because people are like, that's you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. When I put my nose up to the mic and I go, in the world where nothing is real. I was a kid doing the movie voice guy, mimicking, and there I am doing a voiceover for a video game. And then Raiden was my first character. It was, 3 or 4 hours over the course of the last 3 years. And finally, I get to talk about it. You guys, I'm a huge Mortal Kombat fan.
Yes.
I know so many of you out there are also. This new game, MK1. I saw the trailer for this 2 months ago. I saw my character. I didn't hear my character yet. I was just blown away.
Yeah.
Blown away. Like, awesome. I thought I was watching a movie with actors in it. And then they started talking. And all of a sudden, they started to fight. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This is next level.
Yeah.
Like, beyond any Mortal Kombat game I'd ever played since, I was more OG Mortal Kombat. I know a lot's happened in the last, decade, 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, since I played it. But yeah, it was, this is my first video game character.
That's amazing. Well, congrats on that. That's going to be super fun. When that game comes out, I think it's September.
Yes.
You guys need to get over there and buy it.
Oh, that was a very good adjustment. So can, instead of saying get over here, can you say get over there? Just play on the words. It's like, sure.
Or like outtakes from like, get over there. It's get over here. Okay, sorry about that. Get over there. Can we fix that?
Can we, it's post.
Can we, this is post?
Yes. Watch now the voiceover actor who did that blurb is going to tag us and be like, you guys, how did you know? Or he's like, hey.
That was private.
That was private. No, it's like that up and at them from Simpsons. Up and at them. Up and at them. Up and at them. Better.
First commercial I ever did, somebody had one line, they had one word to say, which was Roadrunner, and they were from the original cast of Big Brother. First commercial I ever did, somebody from that cast, well, okay, I have to say it was Chicken George from the first cast, and he couldn't say Roadrunner. He just kept saying it the same way, and they eventually were like, you tall guy in back, why don't you guys switch for a second? And then he lost his part.
Oh,
Chicken George.
It's tough.
You're, I mean, to be fair, he was not an actor.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you gotta, like, you know, I used to wonder, like, how do improvisers make up things on the spot? And then I remember it was after season one of Crazy X, I took UCB 101.
Yeah.
And then after season two, I took UCB 201. I was basically following in the footsteps of Gabrielle Ruiz, who played Valencia. She mentioned during season one that she was going to take classes at UCB because that's where Rachel Bloom and Catherine Burns and a lot of the reoccurring people on the show were UCB trained or UCB did UCB shows. And
right.
So I was like, I love taking class. I like learning. I love learning new things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like learning how to, like, what the structure is. And that, you know, that's part of, like, what's fascinating about kind of your career journey. Cause, like, you auditioned for, like, SNL, and, like, that's a whole nother thing.
That right.
I, you know, that's different for me. It's like kind of out of my comfort zone.
Yeah. It's just that I guess I'm a little more, like, comedy focused specifically. Yeah. And you, whereas, like, this is a good way to kind of go into this. I'd love to talk about, I mean, you do everything else. I mean, you do comedy too, but you also do martial arts.
Yeah.
You're a dancer.
Yeah.
I've tried to follow your dance moves poorly. Did my best. I think I hurt my hip.
Sorry.
I didn't break my hip, guys. Don't get it wrong. I didn't break my hip.
He hurt it.
Yeah, it's hurt a little bit.
Like injured, huh? Splint. No splint. No splint.
Yes, no splint. But you are a magician also.
I am.
And I think you're about to become a member at the Magic Castle.
Yeah, I've been chasing that membership for a while. I was supposed to join like a year ago, but then a lot of other personal challenges came up. But I lined all my paperwork done.
Nice.
Like during With Love season two, because I was magic consultant for the episode that I did magic for Henry's engagement party. I was bringing cards to set, getting my feet wet again. Because magic was always this secondary, I'll call it a performance tool.
Mm-hmm.
Magic to me is just another, it's like dance or singing. It's another mode of storytelling and of just like improv. You can't say improv is just like acting. It's like there's an overlap, but they're not the same. Yeah. And then, well, it's like, well, if you're a magician, then you know how to act because you have to act surprise and do the same setup. I was like, not all magicians are great actors and not all actors can do magic.
Yeah.
So I think there was somewhere, I mean, I wasn't thinking that when I was learning all this stuff, but as a kid, I was just doing my best despite the wishes of my parents. I love them very much and I appreciate everything they have done for me, and my mom's still alive and what she does for me. I just needed to keep my eye on the prize, following my gut, following my instincts, because no one else is going to have those instincts but me. And my instincts pointed me to musical theater, martial arts, weaponry, being a gymnast up until 6 years ago, being a fitness enthusiast. And, you know, I got my second and last black belt when I was a junior in high school. And I was a musician the whole time. So I was playing clarinet in band, and I was a drummer in jazz band, and I was a drum major for the marching band. So I was always, music was always in there. And so anything performance related, I just kind of took under my wing. But it's nice now. The last magic consultant thing I did was for Disney when I was in what's now the studio recording cast of Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is actually, I think, still playing in Tokyo. And I think they're about to do it in Paris. Yeah. But I was in that cast. I helped create the workshop in New York. I did the West Coast premiere, the East Coast premiere, and then Crazy Ex-Girlfriend happened. And so it's all overlapping.
I have to tell you a story about my grandmother who's passed on my Filipino side, right? Mm-hmm. Great magic story. It's one of the best stories I can tell about the impact that magic can have if it's done the right way. So we went to the magic castle, and my grandmother, who barely spoke English, she's almost always speaking Tagalog or Visayan. So she's watching some close-up magic, and the guy does a thing where she does some magic, and she's holding it in her hands, and then he has her open her hands. There's nothing in her hand. And then she goes, oh, my God. Like, she spoke very clear English. I think she was, like, doing the sign of the cross.
Like, not expecting that at all.
Yeah, not at all.
The,
not
mystic,
at all.
The mystical is in the room.
Right.
Whole, anyway. But that's the magic of magic. It elicits that kind of wonder. And that's my one of my favorite things about it.
Well, hey, before we get out of here,
yeah,
I need to get three quick recommendations from Vincent Rodriguez III.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is the hidden gem show or movie you watch that people may not know?
Oh, gosh. I'm late to the game, so I discovered Rick and Morty a year ago. And
great show.
But what's funny is I solar opposites before I started watching Rick and Morty.
Oh.
So my in was solar opposites. But now that I've watched almost every episode of Rick and Morty, I just want to rewatch Solar Opposites.
Wow. Yeah. Great recommendation. One of the wildest shows out there. It's a show or movie you watch just for fun.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I'm a huge Seth MacFarlane fan. I love me some Family Guy, and I love American Dad.
So,
a lot of animated stuff is because I feel like I'd be cliche and along with the bigger fold if I just said Friends, Seinfeld, because like those to me are like iconic shows that I would watch a rerun anytime.
All right. What is the show or movie that inspires you?
Oh, well, I was very inspired by Everything Everywhere All at Once because it did a lot of different things that I think many people didn't expect, and also things that some people still don't even quite understand.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay, because what they did with that film was they pushed it to a whole nother level in terms of storytelling, filmmaking. Like, I've watched so many interviews of how they made that movie, because not just about the actors, but just how they made this film and how it really, it shook me. I went through so many different emotions watching that movie. It's also an important movie to watch for representation's sake, diversity's sake, and also just like human compassion's sake.
That's cool. A follow-up question. Would you say this movie influenced everything in your body, like everywhere in your body all at once or in individual times?
Yeah. Ooh. This is a good question, guys. And I now want everyone who loves this movie to be asked this question.
Yes, thank you.
Brent Pope, ladies and gentlemen. Individually, and then there were definitely moments where it was all at once.
Yeah.
I was my brain was like on fire watching this movie.
Yeah.
I kind of couldn't believe like someone was cinematically messaging me through this median the way that they did. I'm still blown away by that movie. I know some people are like, I don't get it. I couldn't watch it. And I'm like, that's fine. You know, there's certain shows I can't watch or that I don't get. But that movie is one of the most recent movies that really kind of said, this is what film can be. You know, and that's important for us as artists. We have to believe in what is possible, even though we haven't created it yet.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, if you'd like to get more Brentfest stuff, such as pics of Vincent Rodriguez III and I enjoying our Brentfest from Farm Table, go to my website, brentpope.com. You can list all the Brentfest episodes there. You can see clips from all my TV appearances, the official Brentfest store with a bunch of fun stuff, shirts, mugs, stickers. The camera adds 20 pounds to Brent, but not Vincent. T-shirts. I had to do the shirts that people want, and I don't know how that works. I mean, somehow it adds 20 pounds to me and not him. Look, it's in there, guys. $20, 3 shirts left. People of Earth, do yourself a favor by picking up something from the Brentfest store, brentfeststore.com. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to Brentfest, and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Brentfest is being enjoyed all over the United States and in 58 countries across the globe. Right now, we're on the charts in Ireland, huh? I know it's because of the other Brent Pope. Look, I don't care. We're on the charts in Ireland.
There are Filipinos in Ireland, I heard.
That's true. Yes. And I heard that most of the people in Ireland listen to this show at the top of the morning. Thank you. And trust me, my breakfast burrito brigade, we are just getting started. Special thanks to my studio engineer, Marco Leon, and everyone, at the fabulous Tiny Studio LA, tinystudioLA.com, for making me sound so good. Yeah. Vincent Rodriguez III, what is next for you and where can we find you on social media?
Oh, gosh. What's next for me is a project I can't talk about quite yet, but I will spoil it a little bit.
Ooh.
Just watch out for me this Christmas on a billboard or in a movie. And I think that's as vague as I can get.
This is the song from that movie. This Christmas, he gives you his heart.
The very next day, he gave it away. To send him from tears. That's my like karaoke affected, like the person who thinks they sing karaoke really well. That's how they sing all their songs. This Christmas, give you my heart. It's like how we all sang karaoke in high school because we thought that was good singing.
Yes. Or they add the vocal fry. Like,
this Christmas, give you my heart. You can find me on TikTok right here.
No, yeah.
But you can, yeah, so on TikTok, I am Vinny, V-I-N-N-I-E-R-3. So it's Vinny R-3, mm-hmm. Vinny Rodriguez the third. That's TikTok. But on Instagram and Twitter, I'm V Rodriguez, I-I-I. Vincent Rodriguez the third, and I'm also on Facebook under, again, V Rodriguez III, or just Vincent Rodriguez the third.
Nice. Vincent Rodriguez the third. Thank you so much for coming in. This was so fun. My TV son.
My TV dad.
Yes. Oh, right, okay. Let's go get some
pancit or pandesal with lechon. Pancit ciders with langonisa.
You have to have the dinner at the Pork and a Spoon.
The Pork and Spoon.
Yes. Oh, so good.
Talaga.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. This is too much. Now I really want Filipino food now.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Thanks so much for having
yes,
me.
Yes. All the time. All the time we will have you. And with that, we put another heartwarming father and son magical episode of Breakfast with Brent Pope in the old to-go bag. See ya.
See ya.
Enjoy Breakfast with Brent Pope? Help support it by buying some awesome swag like the comfy shirts and the beautiful coffee mugs. Go to breakfaststore.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.